Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm a junior at State University, majoring in psychology, and up until 3 weeks ago, I thought I had the perfect living situation. My roommate Jessica and I had been sharing a 2-bedroom apartment near campus since sophomore year. We weren't best friends, but we got along fine. Split groceries, took turns cleaning, the usual roommate stuff. "Sarah, you home?" Marcus called out as he let himself in. He was our mutual friend from freshman orientation who lived down the hall. "In the kitchen," I shouted back, staring at my laptop screen in disbelief. Marcus walked in, backpack slung over one shoulder. "What's with the face? You look like someone just told you coffee is being banned." "Marcus, I don't understand. I had $1,500 in my checking account yesterday. Rent's due tomorrow, and now I only have $200. "Did you check your transaction history?" "That's what I'm looking at right now. There's a withdrawal from an ATM on 5th Street yesterday at 2 p.m. I was in class until 4. I never went to 5th Street." Marcus pulled up a chair. "Okay, walk me through this. Where's your debit card?" I grabbed my wallet from my purse. "Right here. I've had it the whole time." "Someone could have written down your number and PIN," Marcus suggested, but his voice lacked conviction. "No, this says ATM withdrawal. They needed the physical card." My hands were shaking. "The only other person who has access to my stuff is—" "Don't jump to conclusions," Marcus interrupted. "Where's Jessica?" "Library. She's been there constantly studying for finals." "When did you last see your card?" I thought back. 2 days ago. I bought groceries and left my wallet on the kitchen counter while I put everything away. Jessica was home. She made some comment about needing to go to the ATM herself. Marcus's expression darkened. "Sarah, I need to tell you something. Last week, I saw Jessica at the casino. She was at the blackjack table, and she didn't look happy. Jessica doesn't gamble. She's told me 100 times she thinks it's stupid. I know what I saw, and she saw me too. Got real defensive. Said she was just there with friends for someone's birthday." My stomach dropped. "Marcus, she asked me for my PIN last month. Said she needed to grab something from the corner store and forgot her card. I was half asleep and gave it to her. I didn't think anything of it." "You need to check the security footage from that ATM." "How am I supposed to do that?" "Call the bank, report the theft. They'll pull the footage." Just then, my phone buzzed. A text from Mr. Chen, our landlord. "Sarah, just reminder rent due tomorrow by 5 p.m. No exceptions this month, please." "Perfect timing," I muttered. "Marcus, what do I do? If I can't pay rent, I'm screwed. Mr. Chen doesn't mess around. You need to talk to Jessica, like, right now." An hour later, Jessica walked through the door, arms full of textbooks and coffee cups balanced precariously. "Hey, Sarah, I'm so dead. This organic chemistry final is going to destroy me. I've been at the library for 6 hours straight." I stood up from the couch, my phone in hand showing the bank statement. "Jessica, we need to talk." "Can it wait? I really need to shower and—" "No, it can't wait." My voice came out harder than intended. "My rent money is gone. $1,300 withdrawn from an ATM on 5th Street yesterday at 2 p.m. Jessica's face went pale. That's terrible. Did you call the bank?" "I did. They're pulling security footage." I watched her carefully. "Jessica, where were you yesterday at 2 p.m? "I told you, the library." "Can anyone confirm that?" She laughed nervously. "Why would I need someone to confirm? Are you actually accusing me?" Marcus stepped forward from where he'd been standing by the kitchen. "Jessica, I saw you at the casino last week." "Oh my God, not this again. I already told you that was—" "Stop lying," I shouted. "You asked for my PIN. You were home when I left my card on the counter. You need to tell me the truth right now." Jessica's expression shifted from defensive to angry. "You have no proof of anything. You're just paranoid because you're stressed about finals. The bank will have footage by tomorrow morning, Marcus said quietly. This is your chance to come clean. Jessica grabbed her textbooks and headed toward her room. I don't have to listen to this. I didn't take your money, Sarah. Figure out your own mess. She slammed her door, and I stood there, shaking with rage and betrayal. The next morning, I sat in the bank manager's office while she pulled up the security footage. Miss Thompson, I have to warn you, Mrs. Rivera said gently. This is often difficult to watch when it's someone you know. The screen flickered to life, showing a grainy black-and-white view of the ATM on Fifth Street. At 2:04 p.m., a figure approached. Even through the poor quality, I recognized Jessica's jacket, the distinctive blue one, with yellow stripes she'd gotten for Christmas. That's her, I whispered. Mrs. Rivera froze the frame. The card was inserted at 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 17 seconds p.m. The PIN was entered correctly on the first attempt. $1,300 withdrawn in 5 transactions. The daily limit per transaction is $300. Can I get copies of this? We'll provide everything you need for a police report. I'm so sorry, Miss Thompson. I called Mr. Chen immediately after leaving the bank. Mr. Chen, this is Sarah. I need to explain about rent. Sarah, I told you, no exceptions this month. I have bills too. I understand, but my roommate stole my rent money. I have security footage. I'm filing a police report today. There was a long pause. She stole from you? Your own roommate? $1,300 from an ATM. The bank confirmed it was her on camera. Mr. Chen sighed heavily. Okay. You file police report, you show me copy, I give you 1 week extension. But Sarah, you need new roommate. I don't want this drama. Thank you, Mr. Chen. I really appreciate this. When I got back to the apartment, Emma was waiting in the hallway. She lived across the hall and had heard everything through the thin walls. Sarah, oh my God. I'm so sorry. I heard you and Jessica fighting last night. Emma, did you know she gambles? Emma bit her lip. I didn't want to say anything, but yeah. I saw her getting into a car with some sketchy-looking guys a few times. They'd pick her up late at night. I asked her about it once, and she told me to mind my own business. Why didn't you tell me? Because I didn't think she'd steal from you. I thought maybe she just had friends you didn't know about. Marcus showed up 20 minutes later with his laptop. I did some digging. Jessica posted on her Finsta 3 days ago about a rough night at the tables. Someone commented asking if she was okay, and she said she'd figure it out. Show me. He pulled up the screenshot. There it was. Jessica's post with a photo of casino chips and the caption, "Down bad, but we'll bounce back. Always do." That's the night before she took my money, I said slowly. Gets worse, Marcus continued. I talked to Derek from her study group. He said Jessica's been distracted all semester, always on her phone checking something. He thought it was a boyfriend, but now... Now we know she was probably gambling, Emma finished. I pulled out my phone and called the non-emergency police line. I need to file a theft report. After taking down my information, the officer said, We can send someone over this evening around 6. Will the suspect be present? She's my roommate, so probably. Good. Don't confront her before we arrive, just act normal. Act normal? I laughed bitterly. Sure, I'll just pretend my roommate didn't steal my rent money. Marcus put his hand on my shoulder. Sarah, what are you going to do about finals? Yours start Monday, too. I don't know. I can't think about organic chemistry when I'm dealing with this. Emma leaned forward. Wait, Sarah, doesn't Jessica have her 3 biggest finals this week? Yeah, so? So, who pays for the Wi-Fi? I stared at her. I do. It's in my name. Marcus caught on immediately. And Jessica needs internet to access her study guides, right? Her professor posts practice exams online? This is perfect, Emma said, her eyes lighting up. Sarah, you disconnect the Wi-Fi right before her finals. She can't study effectively, she can't access the online resources, and she definitely can't cheat during her exams if they're online proctored. Is that legal? I asked. It's your internet, Marcus said. You pay for it. You can turn it off whenever you want. But the police are coming tonight. What if she goes to jail? Theft under $1,500? Emma shook her head. She'll probably get a court date weeks from now. She'll still be here for finals. I thought about Jessica's smug face when she denied everything, the way she'd slammed her door without even apologizing. Okay, I said quietly. Let's do it. The police arrived at 6:15 p.m. Officer Williams and Officer Park stood in our small living room while I provided the bank statements and security footage on my laptop. Jessica emerged from her room, still in pajamas. What's going on? Miss Chen, I'm Officer Williams. We need to ask you some questions about a theft that occurred on November 14th. Theft? I don't know anything about a theft. Officer Park pulled out his notebook. Were you at the ATM on 5th Street on November 14th at approximately 2 p.m.? Jessica's eyes darted to me, then back to the officers. I might have been running errands. With whose debit card? My own, obviously. Officer Williams turned the laptop around, showing the security footage. This is you, correct? Wearing this blue and yellow jacket? Jessica's face went white. That's... okay, look. Sarah gave me permission to use her card. That's a lie, I shouted. I never gave you permission to withdraw $1,300. You gave me your PIN, Jessica shot back. For a $5 coffee, not to steal my rent money. Officer Williams held up his hand. Miss Chen, did you withdraw $1,300 from Miss Thompson's account without explicit permission? Jessica's voice became pleading. Sarah, please, I can explain. I had a bad night gambling and I needed to cover it. I was going to pay you back before rent was due. I swear I was. With what money? Marcus asked from where he stood by the door. I have a shift at the bookstore tomorrow. I was going to... Bookstore pays minimum wage, Emma interjected. You'd need to work 100 hours to make that back. Officer Park continued writing. Miss Chen, we're going to need you to come down to the station to make a formal statement. Wait, what? No, I have finals this week. My organic chemistry exam is in 2 days. Should have thought about that before you committed theft, Officer Williams said flatly. Jessica turned to me, tears streaming down her face. Sarah, please, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'll pay you back, I promise. Just tell them you don't want to press charges. Please. I looked at her, really looked at her. This person I'd lived with for over a year, who I'd trusted with my space, my food, my Wi-Fi password, and apparently my bank PIN. No. What? I said no. You don't get to steal from me and then cry your way out of consequences. Sarah, come on, we're friends. I made a mistake. We're not friends. Friends don't steal rent money. Friends don't gamble it away. Friends don't lie to my face when confronted. Jessica's tears stopped, replaced by anger. You're really going to do this? You're going to ruin my life over $1,300? You ruined your own life. I'm just making sure you face the consequences. Officer Williams stepped between us. Miss Chen, let's go. You can call a lawyer from the station. As they led Jessica out, she turned back one more time. This isn't over, Sarah. You're going to regret this. I'll make your life hell. You won't get away with this. Officer Park paused. Miss Chen, I'd advise you not to make threats right now. The door closed behind them and I collapsed onto the couch. Emma sat beside me, putting her arm around my shoulders. You did the right thing, she said softly. Then why do I feel so terrible? Marcus knelt in front of me. Because you're a good person. But Sarah, she threatened you just now. You heard it. The police heard it. There's no going back from this. I pulled out my phone and opened the Wi-Fi settings. Emma, when does Jessica's first final start? Tomorrow at 9 a.m. Organic chemistry. And she needs internet to access the study materials? Her professor puts everything online. Practice exams, formula sheets, everything. I looked at Marcus and Emma. Am I really doing this? She stole from you, Marcus said. She threatened you. She doesn't deserve your mercy. I clicked the button. Wi-Fi disconnected. Jessica returned home at midnight, looking exhausted. She went straight to her room. Minutes later, she burst into mine without knocking. Why isn't the Wi-Fi working? I didn't look up from my book. I turned it off. Turn it back on. I have my final tomorrow. The internet is in my name. I pay for it. I can turn it off whenever I want. Sarah, you can't do this. Should have thought about that before you stole my money and threatened me in front of police officers. I'll go to the library. They close at midnight. Good luck. She slammed my door. I heard her throwing things. Then around 1 a.m., she left. From my window, I watched her sit in her car, trying to use her phone's hotspot. Over the next few days, I kept the Wi-Fi off. Jessica tried everything, yelling, crying, apologizing. Each time, I shut her down. Sarah, please, I'm failing. You should be more concerned about the theft charges. I said I was sorry. Sorry doesn't give me my money back. On Thursday, Mr. Chen stopped by. I showed him the police report. This is good, Sarah, but Jessica, she need to move out. I'm already looking for a new roommate. Friday afternoon, Jessica came home from her last final in tears. I failed all three exams. That's unfortunate. You destroyed me. I'm losing my scholarship. You destroyed yourself when you stole from me. Jessica sank to the floor. What do I do now? You find a new place to live. You pay back what you stole. You deal with your court date. You face the consequences. Can we please work something out? I sat down across from her. Jessica, you had so many chances to make this right. You could have admitted what you did. You could have apologized instead of threatening me. But you didn't. There's nothing to work out. What if I pay you back right now? With what money? Call your parents? Tell them what you did? But I'm not dropping the charges. I'll never forgive you for this. Good. That makes two of us. She moved out the following week. The court date came a month later. Jessica pleaded guilty to theft and was sentenced to 2 years probation, community service, and ordered to pay restitution plus gambling addiction counseling. Emma and I were having coffee when the restitution payment notification came through. It's over, I said, showing her my phone. How do you feel? Relieved. And a little sad. Not for her, but for the friendship I thought we had. Marcus joined us, sliding into the booth. New roommate working out? Kira? She's great. Quiet, pays on time, hasn't stolen from me once. The bar is incredibly low, Emma laughed. After Jessica, I'll take it. Do you think she learned anything? Marcus asked. I don't know, but that's not my responsibility anymore. Emma raised her coffee cup. To better roommates and paid rent. To consequences and Wi-Fi passwords, Marcus added. I clinked my cup against theirs. To knowing your worth and not letting people walk all over you. What would you do if your roommate stole from you? Have you ever had to cut off someone you trusted? Share your story in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more revenge stories.